Joining us on the WBEN Live Line, Bernice Radel, Executive Director of Preservation Buffalo Niagara, to talk about a couple of things.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks, Bernice. First, the cobblestone properties after last week's fire. The investigation has now been called suspicious by Buffalo's fire commissioner. The ATF is investigating this. Are you worried that this investigation is going to take a longer time now and delay preservation efforts even further for any reuse of these properties?
Well, good morning. And yes, it is being investigated by the ATF. And, you know, Preservation Buffalo Niagara, we don't have any say or we're not involved in any of those conversations. But it is going to take time for them to do the investigation. And while the investigation is going on, there's really nothing that can be done. This is at least what I've been told. We can't move a single brick. We can't, you know, the fencing has to stay up while they kind of figure out what their process is and what they're looking, you know, while they discover and kind of figure everything out in the building.
Yeah. And in this time since the fire, have you and others had a chance to think about any potential reuse for that block?
Actually, so we were all there yesterday. We did a big walkthrough with the State Historic Preservation Office. We coordinated that. Preservation Buffalo Niagara, I coordinated that with CHPO. We were there. We were walking around. We went up to the parking deck and looked down, and we met with structural engineers on site. We met with people who do kind of stabilization and demo and cleanup of properties like this on site. Apologize for that. We were all there in unison sort of with the goal, how do we stabilize this building? And so, you know, it was actually pretty good. The SHPO was cautiously optimistic, and that's what they say all the time. That's a good thing. What that means is it's if we stabilize, it potentially can qualify for historic tax credits. And that's really what we want to see is, you know, are there opportunities on the table to take advantage of some historic tax credit money? So that way the next or whoever renovates this building, whether it's Daryl or whether it's whomever, I don't know. I'm not part of that conversation. But the most important thing is that when this building gets stabilized and then renovated, hopefully we're hoping we can get historic tax credits in the mix to pay for some of that renovation.
All right. I want to also talk about churches with you. A couple of weeks ago, you announced a Save Our Sacred Sites initiative to save historic churches that are at risk of closing around here. Where do things stand with that?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. We actually, so July 3rd is the deadline for the Preservation Board. We are submitting 5 local landmark applications. We have several churches that have joined the fight, you know, that want to locally landmark their building. So we've been working, to put in perspective, a local landmark application takes weeks. We're working with multiple of our staff. We have a few volunteers who've come out to help that write. So we're hoping to submit 5 of them on July 3rd to the Preservation Board. And that Preservation Board hearing won't be until, I believe, July 17th. It starts the process of local landmarking. So and then we're going to do more. But 5 in basically 2 weeks since I talked last is a big accomplishment. I'm very, very proud of our team. And I'm excited to be able to move this forward.
Can you disclose which 5 churches those are?
I won't right now, but okay. They will be submitted to public record on July 3rd.
And this is to get local landmark designation, right? And why is that so important?
Yep. Local landmark designation basically is another layer of protection. So if the building is at risk of demolition, it has to be go before the Preservation Board. And then the other side of this that's really important people don't realize is that local landmark, being a local landmark, basically opens the opportunity for these churches, for the buildings, and for the people that are the parishes to apply for funding and grants to keep the buildings afloat, to do repairs, et cetera, both on a state and national level. Local landmark is very important, and it's a higher status. You know, St. Casimir is staying open for another year. Part of that reason is because they've been a local landmark since like 1978. So when the churches are thinking about how do I keep my church open? How do I argue to keep the church open to the diocese? Well, you know, being a historic landmark is an important piece of that. puzzle. So I'm really hopeful that we do a lot more. We, of course, there's been, you know, not just in Buffalo, but Niagara County, there's been calls from Amherst and Cheektowaga and just an unbelievable amount of churches. And we can only do so much. I mean, I have, at best, there's three of us in the office that can do this. And, you know, because we're a baby nonprofit. So we're doing what we can. I always say, do what you can with what you have where you are.
Sure.
And it's, and so we're hopeful that these local landmarks will help, you know, at least help the future. We just have to hope to protect them as best we can. And of course, we want to see every church, you know, we want to see these churches stay open if at all possible.
Yeah. Quickly, is the diocese being cooperative? Do they need to be with this process?
They don't need to be with the process. We don't need the diocese approval with this. I will say that I've heard that they are not being cooperative. They have answered my phone calls when we've spoken, you know, to get the restrictive covenants. The real estate agents have been very kind. So, you know, they've tried to answer my questions. And so I give them a lot of credit for that, especially dealing with, it is a difficult situation all around. But it's our job. I mean, Preservation Buffalo Niagara, that's our job. Our job is to locally landmark buildings and advocate for historic districts and do education training on historic tax credits. I mean, that's what we do. And we just, this is my job. You know, so we're going to keep doing it.
All right. Hey, Bernice, thanks for the update. We'll check back with you again soon.
Yeah, no problem.
Bernice
Radel
is Executive Director of Preservation Buffalo Niagara.